Hey everybody, thanks for joining me today. So we're going to talk about the new regulations under FAR Part 23 that require agencies to buy environmentally sustainable products and services. Now these new regulations were issued in April 2024 and became effective on May 22nd, 2024. Now these new regulations seem to have slipped slightly under the radar, which is a little bit surprising because they have, at least in my view, the potential to impact a large number of federal contractors. Now, we may cover the new sustainability rules in a lot more detail in a future webinar, but for now, I just want to touch on a few highlights. So in a nutshell, the new regulations require all agencies to purchase environmentally sustainable products and services to the fullest extent practicable. And to drive this point even further, the regulations assume that it is practicable for agencies to acquire sustainable products or services as long as three conditions are present. First, as long as an agency can obtain sustainable products or services within a reasonable performance schedule. Second, as long as an agency can acquire sustainable products or services that meet the performance requirements of the contract. And third, as long as an agency can acquire sustainable products or services for a reasonable price. Now here, in determining whether a price is reasonable or not, agencies are instructed to measure the cost effectiveness over the life of the product. And then for energy savings products, agencies are told that they can take into account the energy cost savings when measuring cost effectiveness. So this kind of pricing analysis, which spreads the cost out over time or applies a discount for energy savings, is intended to make sustainable products and services more attractive and invariably will result in more and more agency requirements that specify sustainable products or services. Now, one more thing about the three conditions under the sustainability mandate. So if a contracting officer determines that it is not practicable to obtain sustainable products or services under a contract, the contracting officer has to draft a written justification addressing which of the three conditions cannot be met. And the contracting officer has to keep the justification in the contract file. So these new sustainability rules are a fairly significant departure from the rules that were in place before. Under the old sustainability rules, agencies were instructed to implement sustainable acquisitions into 95% of their contracts. But the term sustainable acquisitions was defined very broadly, and there really wasn't much guidance or instruction on how contracting officers were required to implement sustainable acquisitions on a contract-by-contract basis. So this leads me to the next two points that I want to make here. So first, unlike the old rules, the new rules have a very specific definition of sustainable products and services. So sustainable products and services are those products and services that fall within one of seven groups of government purchase programs that are listed in the new regulations. So for example, one of the groups listed in the new regulations covers energy efficient products, and sustainable products under that group includes products that are ENERGY STAR certified. And so if you go to the Department of Energy's ENERGY STAR website, that's cited in the new regulation, it'll include a list of all the ENERGY STAR products. So another group that's listed in the new regulations covers water efficient products that have an EPA WaterSense label. And again, if you go to the EPA's website for the WaterSense program, you'll find lists of all the WaterSense products. And then the second point that I want to make is that under the new rules, a contracting officer has to specify both in the solicitation and in the awarded contract the specific sustainable products or services that apply to the procurement. So the solicitation and the contract will include a statement of work or something similar that identifies the sustainable product or service that's required under the contract, including by identifying which purchase program the product can be found under and the type of product or service that's required. So what should contractors be doing now? Well, first, contractors can be reviewing the new regulations under FAR Part 23, and in particular, the purchasing programs and lists that are referred to in the regulations to see if the kinds of products or services that they offer are listed. Because if they are, contractors should be examining their own supply chains and vendors to make sure that they can source the sustainable products if and when they start showing up in the RFPs and in solicitations. And second, contractors should periodically revisit the purchasing programs and the lists that are referred to in the new regulations, because it seems very likely that the scope of the products or services that are covered and listed is going to expand over time. For example, last year, the EPA announced that it intended to increase the number of products that are listed under one of the purchase categories to include a wide variety of products, including uniforms and clothing and food containers and dishware and professional services. So again, I'll end on the same note that I started with, and that is that the potential scope of the sustainability rules may cover a wider variety of products and services than many contractors realize. Well, that's all I have for today. Thanks for joining me, and look out for our future webinars or video blogs on the sustainability rules under the federal acquisition regulations.